Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What a day! What a day. We're going to talk Jussie Smollett. We'll take your call at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We'll also throw out some interesting, in-depth coverage of Mark Poloncarz and the county executive of Erie, who believes that broadband internet is a constitutional right, and the broadband accessibility to broadband internet service should be required of the county to deliver to its people. Roads, we'll get to that at the election year. You might drive into a pothole that requires your ears and pressure in your brain to pop. But you know what? We'll do that on election years when we get out to the rural area, the unwashed Southtowners. But when it comes to broadband, here's what Mark Poloncarz had to say.
We've waited long enough for the internet service providers in our area to provide high-speed fiber and internet availability to our entire region. We have cable in a good portion of Erie County, but some of it is very slow, and there are portions of Erie County in the southern part, especially the southernmost towns that have no cable access. Verizon has not and has refused to invest in the city of Buffalo and Cheektowaga with Fios. It's too late. We can't wait anymore. We're getting left behind compared to others in the global marketplace and in our country. So I have proposed that the county build the backbone, 360-mile network of high-speed fiber to then allow internet service providers to do the last mile from to the homes. But this backbone can also be used as the backbone from a 5G network. Everyone thinks, oh, you don't need fiber, you don't need lines for the 5G network that's coming. You do. That doesn't work unless you have the main lines. So our plan is to build this $20 million bond to be issued, to be owned by the people of Erie County, and then we can lease the lines, lease access, and make money off of it. We believe within 5 years, 5 to 6 years, that we would actually, from an operating basis, make it revenue positive, which means the amount of money that we spend on an annual basis to maintain the system, we'd actually make more money back from the leasing of the system to internet service providers and the like. We've already had conversations with parties that do that last mile. It worked in the southern tier. Southern tier counties and communities came together to build their own backbone, the middle mile, and then internet service providers came in, and they have a much better system than we do in Erie County. If we don't do this, we're going to be left behind. Businesses will not invest in areas where there's bad or poor or no internet service, high-speed internet service provision. We've waited long enough. It's now time for us to do it, and I think this is something that we need to do. Otherwise, our county is going to get hurt.
Why not go?
Here's a shock for all of you out there in Radio Land. I agree with Mark Poloncarz. What? What just happened on the day Jussie Smollett, all the charges are dropped? I think Mark Poloncarz is 100% right, and I agree with him. I just find it odd that it has to happen during an election year that we get all of Mark Poloncarz's great ideas. And the other thing that I find odd is that all of his other ideas that he throws out there, they don't seem to really have success in the legislature at all. Even with the Kevin Hardwick change from I'm a Republican, now I'm a Democrat. The school initiative, what happened with that? Nothing. Nothing happened with that. He's had other initiatives, these plastic bags, we're going to ban those. What did you ban? When did that happen? I don't know. But this broadband, what he's talking about, the $20 million bond, being able to get the money back from leasing it, that's capitalism. That's what other jurisdictions have done with success downstate. He mentioned the southern tier, but in other states as well. what are you going to do? You put a gun to the head of Verizon? There's a reason why they don't want to invest in the city of Buffalo. The infrastructure stinks. And, you know, I don't know the argument about 5G. I don't know if that's really a big seller, but I would make the argument that 2016 Pullman Car should have been talking about this. 2015, 2014, somewhere around there. But, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, it beats a convention center. Think of how much broadband you could have with one convention center. You know, you could actually turn that to a Fios. What do you think? Am I right? I agree with him. I think there's a way that you can make this. You could take that bond, borrow that money, pay it back, do whatever you have to do. But there's a huge reason why some folks don't want to expand in Erie County. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with taxation. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with the business-friendly confines of New York State. But broadband is a very big issue. And if you live in certain areas, you're pretty much out of luck. Now, you want to wait for Amazon and Google to get into the internet business? It's still not going to help if you don't have the infrastructure to until someone comes up with a router that could take the amount of money that people are spending on these brand new 21st century cusp of technology systems that could take, you know, digital data and convert it to Wi-Fi. It's not cost effective to do that for a household. You know, it's different for businesses and the demand and the drain on that traffic. You have to have the actual fiber. You have to have those lines in the ground. Now, it's incumbent upon the provider to then hook you up to the main throughway and set you up to each house and business. That's on them. It's always been the case. But by the way, why do we have so few internet providers? Let's ask that question. Well, because New York State says that you can't just plug in. That's not a utility. Internet providers are not a utility that are regulated the way other utilities are regulated. Facebook is not regulated. Cell phones, the regulation on cell phone companies is maybe 28 months old. No one has touched these things. We allowed this technology to grow. There wasn't regulation on it. And now if you want to create your own, you look at like Blue Rock Energy, all the different companies that blew up when they took National Fuel and everyone else, they're getting their fuel from the same source, but they allow competition. That's not the case when it comes to internet providers. You have to physically, if you want to start an internet providing company tomorrow, you have to find the source and literally lay the cable down yourself. And you're going through municipalities and you're being charged for rights. And you have to have the lanes and the infrastructure and make sure it's all up to code. Make sure that you're paying each jurisdiction as you pass through it. It's completely cost prohibitive. If you're an upstart or you're just a mom and pop, you're not going to be able to compete with these other companies. And why is it that you can only get Spectrum in some areas? You only can get Verizon. Verizon, you want to talk about gerrymandering on a map. Verizon Fios, that's like the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail. I'm telling you, I would love Pullman Cars to come in. It's the one time I agree with a guy. The one time I agree with Mark Pullman Cars is on his broadband policy. Is it the county has to get involved in all of our business? No. But it is about providing the backbone, 5G. That's all. Yeah, Mark Pullman Cars doesn't know 5G. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But I understand that. You have to have a basis so that you can grow in the future. But there are far too many people that are not that don't have the ability, and there's no provider that offers them the ability. And here's the other thing. It's like an apartment building. It's one thing when you go into an apartment building and it's only wired for one service. You're moving into an apartment and this is all they have. There are new apartment builds all throughout Buffalo that have the options. You could have one, two, or three. You can have Spectrum. You can have Dish Network. You can have whatever you want. It's already set. It gives you, the consumer, the choice. You have no choice depending on what zip code you live in. You have no choice, and Spectrum is the only choice. And one of the reasons for that is they've invested the money. Time Warner back in the day invested the money. Nobody else gets to claim it unless they pay those guys. And they're not going to do it. And by the way, New York State didn't want Spectrum in the state anyway. $20 million, Hopefully you get that money back. Is that going to happen? It's a pipe dream, but who knows? Who knows? I have faith. But I think this is actually a good idea. But I would like to see these things done outside of campaign years, like potholes filled and roads and infrastructure. But yeah, American infrastructure is crumbling. There has to be a reinvestment made. It's one of the biggest disappointments of the Republican-led Congress is that they didn't get involved in that. They should have had comprehensive infrastructure reform. Absolutely. Start building bridges. And that would have been a huge get for Trump in his first 100 days. Didn't happen. The wall didn't happen. Well, Poland Cars wants to do that. He wants to bring in broadband. And I don't think he's wrong on this. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Here's Brendan Keeney. Brendan filed this story.
The county executive is proposing a county-owned fiber optics network that would directly connect to schools and government buildings while also creating the necessary infrastructure for local service providers to build out to county residents. Chris Mitchell is with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, and he says a community-based network is becoming more popular across the country, but the system that Poland Cars is proposing is rather unique.
Examples of building the network through the streets but not connecting homes are a bit fewer and far between. We have not seen any situation in which a big cable or telephone company has used a network like that to connect homes.
But he does see it working to some extent.
This is a kind of investment from the county that I think will result in some more investment, but may not get us to that end point that we want to get to.
While this is just a proposal from Poland Cars and there's absolutely nothing set in stone, if the county-based internet were to connect directly to homes, there's evidence to suggest that the results would be pretty good. Wilson, North Carolina is a good case study.
I've talked to residents who have specifically moved to our city because of Greenlight, especially people who are telecommuting and working from home. They want to have access to high-speed broadband, and our cost of living here works in their favor. I work with economic development, and we have numerous companies that have specifically located here because of the broadband.
That's Bree Handgraf, who serves as city and business reporter for the Wilson Times, and she had much more to share about her experience with broadband, and that conversation can be found on our website. Brendan Keeney, WBEN.com News.
Good story by Brendan Keeney. I agree with Mark Poloncarz. I think he's right, but unfortunately a lot of his proposals end up nowhere. You heard it here first. Mark Poloncarz is right. I support Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz on his proposal to create an Erie County-led backbone for broadband access. Absolutely. This is something that's been much needed. I'd argue that it's probably 10 years too late. But it's definitely the right thing to do. He's thinking ahead. It's not a left-wing, right-wing thing. It's an opportunity thing. How many businesses are someone just wrote in Newfane Wilson, in that area of Western New York, Spectrum is the only option. Why is that? Who is going to invest the money to make it so that there's competition? Competition creates a marketplace. You save money when you have choices. In New York State, we should know that better than anyone. Try to buy a gun around here. Who's selling guns? Speaking of guns, Mark Poloncarz is walking around with security. I guess someone must have threatened his life, which is absolutely inexcusable, by the way. No one should be threatening anyone's life. But I did find it odd. I got two reports that Poloncarz is walking around with, like, Secret Service protection. And that's not cool, man. I mean, you can't be threatening the county executive, especially on a day like today when I actually agree with him. But we have the broadband thing. I think it's the right idea. Is it going to go anywhere? Well, plastic bags are still here, and it doesn't look like anyone's done anything to take anything with the schools or any of the other proposals he's thrown out there. Don't know how close we are to a convention center. Don't know if we're in the convention center business. A lot of ideas go out there, but they all die in the vine. This is an idea that should not die in the vine. This is an idea that should have Republican and Democrat support. And be it that I never agree with Mark Poloncarz, this is the one percentile. He's 100% correct. I think he's coming at this at the right way. I think he is being, open-minded in the sense that this is the best thing for the residents. It's the best thing for the schools. It's the best thing for business. And there are far too many people that are penalized by their zip code in which they live because they don't have the same accessibility to what is now considered a utility. broadband internet and internet providers are not going to invest in rural areas unless you put a gun to their head. And in New York State, it's just not a business-friendly enough state to have the competition. So if you build it, they will come, and you're going to have to spend money to do it. And if you're smart and responsible with that money, there's a way that you can get that money back. And you get that money back by leasing the avenues in which these different companies come in. Verizon Fios will be in more areas in Western New York after Poland Cars gets his broadband highway. Absolutely, that's true. And other competitors will show up because they have the infrastructure to do it. So there it is. Mark Poland Cars, you are correct. You can call into the program. We'll talk only about broadband. You don't need any Secret Service protection to do that. You're more than welcome to join the program. I think this is a brilliant idea. I think you deserve credit for it. And that's about it. I mean, I'm not going to. You want open-minded? You want people outside the box? I'm giving the man credit. I think this is a good idea. I think it's long overdue, and he deserves credit for it. Fill the potholes, get the broadband in there, and get that money back by leasing it to providers. There you go. And that's all I have. I'm now leaving the air and quitting this job. Moving on to go into the broadband business. That's my new announcement that I'm making right now. No, we're going to talk more about this broadband. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea? If you hate Mark Poloncarz's politics, are you incapable of giving him credit when he does something that makes sense? It's good for everyone. This is not a far left progressive, you know, democratic issue. You can disagree with him on every other issue, but this issue I agree with. I think he's doing the right thing. Does that make you uncomfortable to admit that someone that you ideologically oppose has good ideas? You give credit to good ideas. This is a good idea. Congratulations, Mark Poloncarz. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We'll also talk more about Jussie Smollett. The case against Jussie Smollett dropped. We want to hear from you. 803-0930, if it's broadband, do you agree with Mark Poloncarz? Do you disagree with Mark Poloncarz? I agree with him. And Jussie Smollett, Cook County, what do you think is going to happen there? You going to bring in the feds, or is this over? And is this about fame? Does this have to do with his skin color? Is this black celebrity privilege? We don't know. Today we heard from County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Here's what he had to say about broadband.
Invest in the city of Buffalo and Cheektowaga with Fios. It's too late. We can't wait anymore. We're getting left behind compared to others in the global marketplace and in our country.
Now that is the Democrat County Executive of Erie County, Mark Poloncarz. And I'm telling you right now, as a conservative Republican, I agree with Mark Poloncarz, County Executive of Erie County. He's 100% correct. We have been left behind. You're not going to force private industry to do anything they don't want to do, and so you have to lead the way. And that is exactly what the County Executive is putting out there. And joining us on the live line is the man himself, Mr. Mark Poloncarz, County Executive of Erie. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
Really good, really good. So listen, I agree with you. I think you're 100% correct. I think the way you're going about this is the right way to do it. I think we have been left behind. And what's Verizon going to do now if you've already created an opportunity? They're not going to go invest in the rural areas of Erie. But if they have a network of 300-plus miles, what's their excuse now?
Well, it's not even the rural areas. The town of Cheektowaga, the city of Buffalo, Verizon has not. And we've been trying to implore them for years to install Fios. They haven't. If you live in the affluent suburbs, you can have access to Fios and Spectrum cable. But if you live in the city, you pretty much have cable that's very slow speeds. And if you live in the rural areas, you may have no choice. There may not even be cable because there's no cable access in pretty much the southern part of Erie County. We've waited long enough. I'm sick of waiting. We're not going to leave anybody behind in this new Erie County. If they're not going to do it, we need to do it. And it's an issue with regards to educating children. It's an issue with regards to our economy. No business is going to expand in an area where they can't get high-speed fiber. So you're shutting out large portions of our community from potential jobs. So I've been very happy to see the response from across the political spectrum. I think this is an issue that matters just as much in the city of Buffalo as it does in the town of Sardinia and the town of Marilla and other areas where everyone can get behind, because if we don't do it, we will be left behind as a community because other communities will have it, and you don't want to be left behind in a global marketplace and in a time where education matters so much.
Do you think that there was a lack of, you know, when internet first came upon us, everyone's looking at this, it's now regarded as a utility. I mean, most young people, I'm sure your kids, my kids, Wi-Fi goes out, it's as powerless as losing electricity or gas or sewer systems. I mean, it is a huge part of people's lives. It's now looked at and regarded as a utility, but you don't really have the government, we're not regulating this. Cell phone tech, you know, just the cell phone industry, the regulation is only 3 to 4 years old, and it's not really nearly as regulated as the telecommunications and other folks in other utilities and industries. When do you think government is going to look at broadband and treat it for what it's become to the American people?
Well, it is becoming an essential utility. There's still a lot of people in Erie County who do not have internet access for various reasons, whether they can't afford it or they can't get it. Go to any library, whether it's in downtown Buffalo, the suburbs, West Seneca, Cheektowaga, for that matter, even Amherst, and then go to the rural areas, and you'll find the number one thing that's being done at libraries now are people using the computers to get internet access, partially because they may not have it, or if they do have it, it's so slow they can't do anything with it. So I think it's important that we treat it now as utility. And we've waited for the private sector to do this work for not just a few years, but decades. And we've tried to get Verizon to install Fios and its fiber optic line across the county. They haven't. And the other thing you have to remember is these fiber optic lines are the backbone to the 5G systems that are coming in the future. If you don't have the fiber optic lines, you're not going to have 5G. You can put as many small cell towers as you want, but they all have to connect to the fiber optic line. That's why I proposed creating ErieNet, a 360-mile fiber network that will touch every community in Erie County that can be used for installation of 5G. We own it. We would lease it. We would make money off of it and use it to pay for the cost associated with maintaining the system. And then we could partner with smaller internet service providers who do the last mile service. So they would not normally put the backbone in, but they do from like the street to the house. And that's exactly what was done in the southern tier by the communities down there. It's kind of sad to say, and it's nothing against those counties, but counties like Steuben County and parts of Allegheny County and further east all have better internet service than a lot of what we have in Erie County. That's because they created their own middle mile, their own network, and then the private sector, smaller internet service providers did the final work. That's what we're trying to do here. If Verizon won't do it, if Spectrum won't do it, well, then we'll do it.
Well, here's the other piece of it, too. I mean, that opens up competition. It opens up, you talked about business and the opportunities for other people to compete, and that reduces costs. I mean, if Spectrum's the only game in town, Spectrum can say whatever they want. And if they don't work out their deal with Albany and Spectrum leaves, that opens up a gap that really hurts the majority of people in Erie County.
Yeah, and the Southern Tier example is a good one, because you can get 1 gig speeds for basically $65 a month. You're not going to get that in Buffalo. You're going to pay a lot more, and sometimes the speeds are there, and other times they're not, and other times it just isn't there at all. I've had plenty of frustration over the years dealing with Verizon and Spectrum, previously Time Warner, and it just got to a point where we've heard it from the public, we've heard it from the private sector. And when I have a business owner or someone who's interested in like a site selector, and one of the things they ask me is, okay, do you have access to high-speed fiber? And if the answer is no, they will immediately wipe that location from consideration, which means there are communities, towns, neighborhoods in Erie County that will never get that type of investment from the business community, because the business community is not going to put a major multi-million dollar investment in a location where then they don't get high internet speeds. So this has to be done for many reasons, and I'm glad to hear you support it. I saw Legislator Larigo thought it was a good idea, so did Legislator Rath. I think we're going to have bipartisan support on this.
You should.
We'll discuss it for the upcoming year.
And then what happens after this, county executive? You put out an idea like this. Do you have to form an authority to run this down the road, or is this
something? Not so much an authority. There are things called New York's a little strange in some of its laws. What's being done elsewhere are creation of local development corporations. It's not an authority. It's not separate. It's actually controlled by the county, so to speak. So, but that's one option. And then we would invest $20 million to build out the fiber network. We would issue an RFP to have parties offer the construction of it. And then afterwards, we would open it up for leasing and control the running of the network, whether it's done by the county or through the local development corporation, which is controlled by the county. It's different than the water authority, which the water authority is not controlled by the county. It's a separate state authority. This is something we'd want to make certain always stays under the control of the county, which means it's always under the control and ownership of the people of Erie County.
So soup to nuts, how long is this process from you present the idea, you get support from Republicans, the legislature, everyone seems to think this is a good idea. And then what happens, you know, to the idea after that? Are we talking about, obviously, 6 months, 8 months? Is there a ballpark? Is this a high priority after the election?
Well, it certainly would be a high priority after the election. I'm hoping I get reelected, but I know that this is a high priority no matter what, I think, for the community. For me, the goal would be to do the back behind the scenes work, like putting everything in place, getting the money resources confirmed so that we could put shovels in the ground starting in 2020 and have the system up and running in 2021. And all the consultants and everyone we've talked to said that's a very doable timetable. It's not pie in the sky.
And 5G is looking at 2023, 2024. So
yeah, and if you don't have the fiber optic network, you're not going to have 5G. It's as simple as that.
This investment is going to have to be made in 2021 or in 2025, but it's gonna be made.
Correct. And the nice thing is we own the system then, so we lease it, and we would generate money. We believe on an annual operating basis, it would become revenue neutral or revenue positive in year five and six. And we would have a debt service associated with it, but we believe in the long run this would be a game changer for our community, including communities that are being left behind. I mean, you've probably seen some of the news stories since I announced it, and people in rural areas in the city of Buffalo both saying the same thing. Hallelujah. Bring this along, because if I have a cable service, it's spotty, and I just don't have fiber access. And so people know the differences in speeds. They go to their office, they see the difference in speed compared to when they go back home, and then it's basically like the old dial-up. And it's not exactly like the old cable modems, but
it's similar.
Better.
No, it is. There's a huge difference between the different networks and systems. Last question, I'll let you go. I know you're a busy man. When it comes to a project like this, why not do this earlier? Was it because there was still an opportunity to negotiate with other companies to come in and maybe share the investment? Is this just out of frustration because they just won't work with local municipalities?
Well, we issued a report in 2017 that looked at broadband. There was a separate broadband committee that was impaneled by the legislature in my office, and we all came to the same conclusion: we could do better. But after that report was issued in 2017, we tried to work with the private sector one more time through 2018. And we've been, even though it's officially getting announced tomorrow and it was in the Buffalo News on Sunday, we've been working on this project for a number of months now. We started basically at the end of 2018, but we wanted to make sure we had all our ducks in a row before we announced it. And so here we are today, knowing that we can do better. And hopefully the community, as I think, supports it. It seems to support it. And if we do this, we'll put ourselves ahead of so many other communities in the United States that themselves are being left behind. For every New York City and Boston and San Francisco and Chicago that's fully implemented, there's Buffalo's, there's Syracuse's, there's communities like Toledo, Ohio, and things like that, which are similar-sized communities but don't get the type of service that they should just because of bad service providers. Well, we can put ourselves way ahead of them and be on the global marketplace with anyone at that point.
Well, County Executive Mark Polenkars, thanks for coming on. Keep coming up with good ideas so I can keep talking to you.
That's part of the plan. We don't have to agree on everything, but when we got good stuff, we do have to comment. And
did you feel something in this conversational chemistry?
We've always had good conversations, David.
There we go. All right.
I mean, Mark, talk often, but we've always had good conversations.
Well, maybe we need to do that more, Mr. County Executive.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
All right, you take care. County Executive Mark Polenkars, thank you very much for your time, sir. I'm just trying. I'm trying to build bridges. This is the first time he's ever gone on the program, and I give him a round of applause for doing that. No mention of anything we disagree about, only the things that we can find common ground. I get a lot of hateful text messages. I'm trying to get the county executive on Hardline. I'd like to have an extended time where we could sit down and talk about some of the issues we disagree with respect, as discourse is supposed to be had. And I figured this was, this is an opportunity to talk about things we agree on. Maybe that'll sweeten the pot and we can get into some of the more things that we disagree on. Hey, we got breaking news. The Attorney General of the United States has just announced that he will release the Mueller report, which is only for the public version of the Mueller report, in a matter of weeks. This is breaking news. William Barr, Attorney General of the United States, has just released a statement that the Mueller report will become public. It will be the public version, meaning that grand jury information will be redacted. Any techniques and procedures will be redacted. Anything having to do with folks that weren't charged, hearsay, whatever's in the Mueller report, we haven't seen it. But there will be a public version of Mueller's actual report released to the American people in a matter of weeks. That should make everyone happy. William Barr made that announcement moments ago.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.